This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week from the Missouri Ozark Mountains here in the United States of America. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is not correct in a lot of locations on the Internet. So here's the one that works, 712-770-9418. Tomorrow, it looks like we might have G here on USA Prepares. And it looks like Joe's going to be here from guns80.com. And G's going to be talking about historical things and fakes, counterfeits, frauds, antiques, things that, and history. And Joe's going to be talking about 80% finished lower receivers for AR-15 rifles and pistols. And how literally you, with a drill press, can finish the receiver. You get all the parts you need, the drill bits, the milling bit, everything you need, the jig, everything, to finish your receiver, finish the 20%. It'll take you about an hour. And you can have a unreported, absolutely legal pistol or rifle. No kidding. And we'll tell you where to buy it, how much it costs, how it works, all those kinds of things. And a number of our class have bought them, and they work. So that'll be tomorrow. And then Friday, Kevin's going to be talking with us, Kevin in Florida and Kathy in Ohio. So that's the rest of the week. Right now, Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Wow, what a mess in Melbourne. Australia.
I know.
You want to tell us about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These nine apartment buildings, the only thing that I can think to describe it as is this is a war crime. This is something that is a ghettoization of the worst kind, meaning this is peace. You know, this guy Daniel Andrews, what he's done is he's locked down these nine apartment buildings. Nobody can enter. Nobody can leave. They're running out of food. They're running out of things like infant formula and baby nappies. There's diapers. They're not able to go out to exercise. And, you know, it's just a mess. And I was actually listening to another radio broadcast, and they pointed out something very interesting, which is that a lot of the things that our governments are doing to us these days fit the category of being a war crime under the Geneva Convention and the definition that Amnesty International uses. And I think this would be one of them. Locking people inside their homes, depriving them of food, depriving them of social contact. And some of these people who are living in these apartment buildings are old people, and some of them don't speak English. They have no idea what's going on. They some of them come from, some of them are refugees. They come from war-torn countries. And this is sending them into attacks of post-traumatic stress disorder because they think that it's happening again in this country where they thought they would find safety of what had happened in their previous country. Because this is the sort of thing that happens in third world tyrannical regimes. And that is how low our state premier, Daniel Andrews, has sunk. He is like a third world dictator. I'm not even kidding. You know, this is sort of, he's been deeply unpopular here for many, many years. You know, I don't even know why he's still the premier, actually. The elections must be rigged because nobody here seems to like him. Because he has been behaving himself like a dictator for many, many years. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, in the past there's been things like, well, he's, you know, basically sent a SWAT team to people that I know's places because they breed puppies, basically. That's, you know, and he's shut down their million-dollar businesses. Some of them had million-dollar businesses of dog breeding. Some of them were retail traders doing a retail trade in puppies, and he would shut them down too. And some people that I know that he did this to, they lost their lives. They had heart attacks because he shut down their business. He sent a SWAT team around to stop them from breeding dogs when they had first-class multi-million dollar dog breeding facilities. This isn't a dog breeding facility. This is human beings. It's 1,000 times worse. You know, and he has sent a patrol of 500 police per shift to guard these 9 apartment buildings across 2 suburbs. Okay? 500 people to guard 9 apartment buildings across 2 suburbs per shift. And those police will not even go into the buildings. They're all frightened of getting this coronavirus. They won't go into the buildings. So if there's a problem, you know, they're on their own. How's that? That's just absolutely atrocious, you know? And, you know, these people are really, really, the word that I've been hearing in broadcast after broadcast from people who have actually been living in these buildings is we're panicking. That is a very, very scary word to use. And he is absolutely behaving himself like a third world dictator, and it absolutely needs to stop. I know it doesn't make sense, but, you know.
Glennis, let me share this with you. Before I met you years ago, if I thought about Australia, here's what would come to mind. Now, class, this is not correct, but this is what would come to my mind years ago. Okay, I studied about world geography in elementary school, as many of you did, and I looked at the flat maps and I looked at the globe, and so when I thought of Australia, I would think of this very large, out-of-the-way, idyllic island continent with lots of land, lots of space, lots of freedom, people doing what they wanted to do, and with a low cost of living. That's what I thought. I don't think very much of that's true. The part about the island is true. The island continent, that's true. Lots of land, that's true. Lots of space, that's true. Lots of freedom, that's not true. Low cost of living, that's not true. Would you say that I have realized that what I thought was Australia was not true, and what I now believe about Australia is true?
I would say that what you now believe about Australia is absolutely true. We've got total tyranny happening here in Australia, and it's so bad. I think personally, this is not what is being broadcast in the media here. I don't think that they would. I think that there would be a riot or an outbreak of warfare if this was broadcast. But I think personally, I suspect personally, that the rest of Australia has, oh yeah, this is the other thing that's happened. That Australia has quarantined off Victoria. They have shut all of their state boundaries to the three states that they border, which is South Australia, New South Wales, and there's a sea boundary to the south, to Tasmania. And all three of those boundaries are now shut off. And people are not allowed to enter or leave the state. And what I think has happened is that all the premiers and the federal government have gotten together privately and decided that they are going to give Victoria to the communist Chinese. That's what I personally suspect. That's what I personally think may have happened. And that we in the general public just haven't been told about it yet. Because they are actually flying communist Chinese flags on flagpoles outside of Melbourne municipal buildings, especially the Whitehorse City Council, which is around Box Hill in Melbourne, which is a suburb of Melbourne, and also other Melbourne municipalities as well have started. And do you know something? If you fly another country's flag on your flagpole outside of one of your buildings, one of your official buildings in your country, unless there is a visiting dignitary from that nation that is there visiting, okay? But if you do it as a regular matter of course, that's called treason, because that means that you have signed yourself over to that nation, okay? And that is what the municipalities in Melbourne are doing. They are flying Chinese communist flags on their flagpoles. And I think that all of the Australian governments have all gotten together and have decided to sell Victoria to the Chinese in return for them getting left alone. I personally suspect that that's what's happened. And that's the real reason why that the state boundaries have been closed and that they're using this whole quarantine story as a cover story so that people don't panic. But there have been dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people fleeing the state if they at all possibly can, before the lockdown of the state became hard. There were dozens of people fleeing across the boundary. They did not want to get stuck in here. I'm still here. I'm in Victoria. It's not so easy for me to just up sticks and move because I have a farm and I have animals and, you know, I've got a family and all the rest of it. And I can't just up sticks and leave it all. And, you know, I just have to pray for God's protection on me. But it's certainly not a very comforting thought because the Chinese are the most despotic regime that the world has ever known. And I pray to God that I'm wrong. But I really suspect I might be right, and that may account for the recent behaviour of the state premier, because he's always been a dishonourable piece of work, Daniel Andrews. He's been like this for years.
Glenys, hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back. We'll be talking about the Queen as well today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I see a call on the call screen, and Jason will get to you if you just stand by. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, headlines on Yahoo News. Panic buying returns to Melbourne, or as Melbourne braces for a lengthy lockdown. And it goes on to say queues, Q-U-E-U-E-S, meaning people are lined up. Queues of cars were backed up at Victoria's border after a neighboring New South Wales closed the boundary, essentially sealing off the state from the rest of Australia. And so it looks like that has already happened. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I can understand why they want to leave. Because, like I say, I think that a lot of people might be thinking exactly what I've been thinking, in that we're being sold as a state to the communist Chinese Communist Party, as basically to be converted into a Chinese colony. That's what I suspect. Nobody has told me that. I don't think they would tell me that. I think that there would be panic and there would be an outbreak of war.
Happened. And the problem is, if there were an outbreak of war, the problem is you've been relieved of your firearms, your rifles, pistols, shotguns, and revolvers.
Well, that might be true in the metropolitan area, but there's still a lot of firearms, unregistered and registered, in the farming areas of Victoria. So a lot of farmers simply, I mean, they saw what was, you know, they saw the writing on the wall and they simply didn't bother to register their firearms. Okay, that's what happened with a lot of farms in Victoria. And that's just the word on the grapevine. I don't know of anybody in particular, okay? But I think that Melbourne would go under fairly quickly as a Chinese colony. But I also think that there would be a considerable amount of guerrilla warfare in Melbourne, because the thing about Victorians is they have this particular mindset, and there's a very strong culture all through Victoria, including Melbourne, and that is what I've defined as the Eureka and Ned Kelly mindset, and that is the Eureka stockade was a it was a attempt to establish an independent nation in the very early days of Victorian history. I think it was about 1856 that the people of Ballarat, they got together and they made a fort at a place called Eureka in Ballarat, and they declared that they weren't going to pay their taxes and that they were going to establish their own little country in Ballarat, and that was called the Eureka Stockade. And, of course, it ended up with them all getting murdered by the Crown, basically, most of them. It wasn't successful, but the mindset never went away. The secessionist attitude never went away. And Ned Kelly was a famous Victorian outlaw, and he was another one who was a Victorian secessionist. He believed that Victoria ought to be its own nation. And, you know, so there are a lot of people who are deeply dedicated to this state of mind who live in Victoria. And you see it everywhere. It's like you go to the south, or in the good old days, with the Dukes of Hazzard, and you'd see Confederate flags everywhere because they loved the idea of the Confederacy, right? And it's that degree of devotion that people in Victoria, many white Australians in Victoria, have to this idea of Eureka and Ned Kelly. Okay? They're not going to be swayed from that, ever.
And hold that thought. We're going into a break. Arjun is calling in from New Jersey. We'll be right with you after the break, Arjun.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The oldest men's clothing retailer in America now filing for bankruptcy. Brooks Brothers lawyers filed for bankruptcy protection today as the 202-year-old firm is still looking for a buyer. The coronavirus pandemic complicating a sales process that actually began last year for the iconic company, which boasts of having dressed 40 U.S. presidents and countless investment bankers. Meanwhile, another big clothing company is cutting jobs, as correspondent John Hunt reports.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Colorado State University researchers are predicting an active hurricane season this year. The latest forecast showing 20% higher named storms this year. They predict that 9 of them will become hurricanes and 4 of them will become major hurricanes. The last time CSU had predicted this many named storms was in 2005. 5 men rescued and now safe after their boat capsized in the Long Island Sound. It was approximately 4:40 yesterday afternoon Eastern when the 911 call came in regarding an incident just off the coast of Crab Meadow Beach. 3 passengers who were wearing life vests were able to swim to a nearby beach, and officers threw a flotation device to the remaining 2 men who were not wearing life jackets. And home buyers appear to be rushing back into the mortgage market as interest rates hit another new low. Applications for loans to buy homes were 33% higher last week than they were a year ago, and are 5% higher than the week before. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell by 3 basis points to 3.26% in this latest report. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
Today's
hot. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Arjun, joining us via telephone in New Jersey. Welcome, Arjun.
Thank you, Vince. I wanted to talk about, there is a book called, there is a writer, Stan Stu, and he wrote like this Art of War. And this is quite ingrained in all these Chinese guys. And he writes that to fight and conquer all in your battles, is not supreme excellence. Supreme excellence consists in breaking enemies' resistance without fighting. I try to explain to people that this coronavirus is a biological weapon, and a lot of people who have like their mindset not set on it, they don't actually believe it. Occupation has been the Chinese mantra from a very, very long time. Like in 1964, they acquired the atomic weapon. And in 1968, they actually attacked Russia. And the thing is that, like, Russians actually killed close to 800 Chinese. And Russians, like, there were like 60 Russian soldiers died. And then after that, they had very good relations with Russia. They never messed with Russians anymore. Now currently China shares like a boundary with 30 nations, but it has problem with 23 nations currently. There used to be a country which is actually 60% of the China currently. Used to be a country called Tibet. So in around 1950s, they actually took all the people who were living in Tibet. They brought them into mainland. They built their roads and they brought all their military. They killed close to 1 million Tibetans here and occupied the complete Tibet area. Then recently what they are doing is like they are building, what they do is like the countries that they actually can, that are poor, they will actually build like a China-Pakistan economic corridor and they will actually put them in debt. And the things that like, and then they will say that like, okay, we will use your military base. That similar thing they are doing with Sri Lanka also. There is a country called Nepal. So there is a prime minister there, his name is like Oli. They pay him the ambassador, you know, like the Chinese ambassador. She is very pretty, and she actually did like a sort of a honey trap on this prime minister. And this prime minister, they pay him like close to $70,000 every day. And they made him, and now the thing is that like they have taken 8 of their villages, of this Nepal's villages, and they show them on their map, and they show the whole Himalaya is just Chinese now. So, I mean, like, they have, like, different wars that are coming up. And these are, like, 7-8. It is called, like, Unification of Taiwan, which is 2020-2035. Reconquest of Southern Tibet, which is 2035-2040. Reconquest of Spratly Island, which is 2025-2030. Reconquest of Daewoo Island. These are Senkaku Islands. Japan. These are Japan's islands. They say that they are mine. And they say that they will conquer by 2040-2045. Unification of Mongolia 2045-2050, taking back land lost to Russia 2055-2060. Now, Sun Tzu also writes, appear weak when you are strong.
Arjun, slow down a little bit, please. We want to make sure we hear every word you have to say. By the way, class, sure. If you want to buy the book that Arjun is talking about, Sun Tzu's The Art of War, it is available on eBay right now, and you'll be able to buy it for about $5 plus a little bit of shipping, used. So please continue, and then I'd like to hear Gwen's comments.
Yes. So Sun Tzu also writes that appear weak when you are strong, and strong when you are weak. So I think like they are trying to propagate wars everywhere right now, and what they actually want to do is like currently their objective is Taiwan. And they want to occupy the whole South China Sea. So the thing is that like in South China Sea, there is a $3 trillion of trade that happens every year. So if everyone has to register with them, if they occupy the whole sea, then the thing is that like they will be extremely, extremely rich and prosperous. And the thing is that like 30% of the oil comes from that sea, 40% of and the gas, there's a lot of gas in that sea. So they actually sink the vehicles, these fishing ships, you know, like of Vietnam and whatnot. That's why all these U.S. ships are there. So the thing is that, like, I will tell you what I'm doing to resist this. Yesterday, actually, by mistake, I bought, like, a product which was, like, made in China. And I came back to my home. Then I went back, and it was just $2, nothing more. It's very less, just $2. I went back and I returned it. What I'm going to do from my side is I'm never going to buy any Chinese product. If the product is going to cost $100, I will pay $100. And I will try to resist as much as I can not to buy Chinese products.
Let me make a quick comment. I think we have the point. Yes. So I agree with you. I agree with you about buying Chinese products. And so here's how I feel about it. Right now, if you want to buy an air conditioner, a window-type air conditioner, if you want to buy a refrigerator or a freezer or an appliance or something that's electronic, it's going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to buy it from someplace other than Chinese origin. Now, I understand that, and we have not rebuilt our manufacturing system since the politicians have thrown American factories away in favor of giving them to China. So, I think that it is morally okay right now to buy used things that are already here, that people have already paid their sales tax on, that are used that they don't want, that came from China. Because if you want them, you're not going to be able to get them anyplace else. Now I'm talking about wrenches, I'm talking about tools, I'm talking about pretty much everything. So until we rebuild our American factories, we're going to have to use what's already here. But I wouldn't give them another cent. I wouldn't give 1 cent to China. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention, and I'd love to hear Gwyneth's comments. Hong Kong is a special administrative region of the People's Republic of China. Now, I remember that around 1999 or 2000 that Hong Kong would be officially Chinese territory. However, there was a lot of resistance because the people of Hong Kong don't want to be under the Chinese rule. But, and the reason I know this is I worked for a bank, and the name of the bank was HSBC. HSBC stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. It's a Chinese bank. So, class, maybe if you have some dealings with those guys, you might also want to close your accounts if you want to follow the advice of Origin, returning as much as or as little as $2 of Chinese manufactured content. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I have a copy of The Art of War here at home, a physical copy of The Art of War. And I think that everybody at this stage ought to go out and buy a copy of The Art of War. And I was speaking with a friend of mine who is a military veteran, and he said, oh, why did you buy that book? Why have you got that book? These people are our enemies. And I said, listen, I know they're our enemies. But it's like this. When Rommel was, when General Patton was fighting the army of Erwin Rommel at the Battle of Kasserine Pass, he said, he was winning, and he seemed to know every move that Rommel was going to make ahead of time. And he was heard to comment to himself by one of, he used to comment things to himself all the time. And he was heard to comment to himself by one of his senior officers, one of his senior aides, Rommel, you magnificent B-A-S-T something, something, something. I've read your D book.
And that's exactly right.
Need to read the
that's exactly right.
D book. At this time to figure out, because every Chinese army officer, every recruit, they're all made to study The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And I think that if it continues on in the West the way that it is, that book may become unobtainable in English. Okay. At the moment, it is available in English. And I think that people ought to read all the Chinese classics just to figure out how these people think and how they act. Because it's all stealth. It's all thinking in non-linear fashion. Okay. And if you understand the Chinese mode of thought, then what they're doing absolutely makes sense, and you can recognize that this is an attack, that this is a military takeover. But if you are not used to thinking in the Chinese way, you think, oh, yeah, this is happening over here, this is happening over there, They're not related, and it's not necessarily anything that's hostile to us. But if you've read the I Ching and the Art of War especially, and I have physical copies of both of those books in English, and I would recommend, if anyone wants to buy the I Ching, I found that the most useful translation is the translation by James Leggie. That's L-E-G-G-E. If you want to get Leggie's translation of the I Ching, it has appendices. It's very, very useful. And it has cultural notes. It has, descriptions of the mythology surrounding the various idioms that are used. Because some of the idioms, if you don't know the background of Chinese culture, they just seem weird. But I think that people at the moment need to learn about Chinese mythology, and they need to learn about Chinese military tactics. Because these people are really, really dangerous to everybody in the West at the moment, and especially to us here in Victoria. And that's why people would note a sense of alarm in my voice as I'm broadcasting today. That better be right, I'm alarmed. I'm ringing the alarm bells loud and clear. I'm shouting from the rooftops. These people are here. They're going to take over. They have taken over Victoria, as far as I'm concerned. Until I'm proven wrong, that our state has been given by the Australian federal government with the collusion of every state government in Australia, that our state of Victoria has been given to the Chinese as a colony, and that is the real reason for the border closures. And if somebody wants to prove me wrong, prove me wrong. That's my challenge to anybody out there. Prove me wrong. Why are we flying Chinese flags from our municipal buildings in our state if we have not been taken over and set up as a colony by the Chinese? And this is really dangerous, because this is what they do. They've gone in the back door. And Victoria is Australia's back door. It's where all of our telecommunications are based, and it's where all of our mail systems are based. And all of the mail in and out of Australia all comes through Victoria.
All right, we'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs. Arjun, you're certainly welcome to hold with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Arjun's with us in New Jersey. I just wanted to make a comment. You all have heard of OPEC, O-P-E-C. It is the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC. It was founded in 1960. And the initial founding members were Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. And they're now 13 member countries. That is OPEC. And we consider those guys the big oil producers, right? OPEC. Well, there's another organization, SINOPEC, S-I-N-O-P-E-C. And this SINOPEC group is the world's largest oil refining, gas, and petrochemical conglomerate in the world. It's the world's largest. And it's headquartered in Beijing, China. So their business includes oil and gas exploration, refining, marketing, production and sales of petrochemicals, chemical fibers, chemical fertilizers, and other chemical products, and the storage and pipeline transportation of crude oil, natural gas, and crude oil-related products. It produces ethanol, biofuels, biodiesel, and more. It's huge. And it was founded in the year 2000. That's 20 years ago. So it went from being founded, now it started with other corporations and amalgamated them, if you will, but it's now the biggest. And it's Chinese. So don't think that they're not paying attention to business. They really are. And they're number one in a lot of areas. Electronics, manufacturing. Now, what we do here in the United States, we do better than anybody else. And that would be, well, we used to, job shops. And a job shop is if we wanted to make one of something, a prototype, for example, nobody was better than the United States at making one. Chinese can't make one. They do not know how to make one, but they know how to make a million. And they can make a million better than anybody else. So we can make one, we can make the first one, they can copy it, make it 7/8 scale, or half scale, or 2x scale, and they can make a million of them. Really, really fast. But it's really tough for them to make the first one. So that's kind of a difference between us and the Chinese. They are eating our lunch. We are buying their junk. We're buying their junk. And they are taking our money, and they're burying us with it. And there's an article. I got a copy of, well, Harbor Freight. Harbor Freight sells Chinese junk, right? That's what they do, Chinese tools. Well, they make a jack stand. And what's a jack stand? So a jack stand is a device. You raise your car up, and then you want to put it on something that's not going to collapse. You don't want to leave your car up in the air when you crawl under it if it is under hydraulic pressure, meaning you don't want to lift it with a hydraulic jack and then crawl under it because the hydraulics may fail and you may get crushed. So what you do typically would be raise the car up and then put it on jack stands. And these are really supposedly sturdy, non-collapsible stands, and they're rated at X number of tons or pounds. Well, the Chi-Coms made them, Harbor Freight sold them, and now there's a recall because the welds were substandard, like pretty much all the Chinese welds. Just go look at Harbor Freight's welds, and you'll see how cheesy they are on almost all their products. Okay, they're not straight, they're not level, they're not smooth, they're not uniform, the penetration is not right. They're lousy, in my opinion. Well, so what did Harbor Freight do? They had a recall. I got an email from them. Hey, y'all have these jacks. We got a problem with them. Not only do we have a problem with them, we have the ones that we replaced the ones that we recalled with. So the first iteration was defective, and we replaced them with a new and improved defective iteration. Now, so if you bought a 3-ton jack stand, you can get a cash refund of $24.99 or a store credit of $29.99. Or if you got the 6-ton model, $49.99 cash refund or $59.99 store credit. Or if you bought the 12-ton model, and they come in the sale flyers and say, hey, wow, I can get a jack stand from Harbor Freight. Boy, don't they look great. The 12-ton model has a cash refund of $119.99 or $143 store credit. What I'm telling you is be really careful of buying Chinese products, new and used. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, 12 tons is really going to hurt if it lands on your chest.
Yes, Arjun, any comments?
The thing that, like, this is all, you know, like, this is all Chinese propaganda, and I hear the music. If you want, I can stay, or I can leave, you know, like, internet. Yeah.
Arjun, Gwyneth has a whole bunch on the blackboard for today. I appreciate you calling.
Sure.
You can feel free to call in anytime. All we need to do is stay on topic, and that's for everybody on USA Prepares.
Okay.
Let's just stay on topic.
Thanks,
and Arjun, you have. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, Gwyneth and I will be right back after these news and commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vin Finelli.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.